What is going on, family? It's your boy, your host, your friend, King, and welcome back to the Planet Fell podcast. So I'm going to be upfront with every one of you that this is a different type of episode I'm releasing right now. A lot of the first season was surrounding mindset, personal development, perspective shifts, and that is still my main passion. And a lot of that content is still going to be surrounding that. But I made it a commitment to share more of the tactical business skills as well this season, because I feel like as much as there is a lot of importance to, you know, understanding the mindset stuff, I still want to provide value in the more tactical skills, you know, like running Facebook ads or email campaigns, have guests talk about that. So today is going to be the very first episode that's surrounding more business tips and tricks. As some of you know who've been following me, I'm not the biggest fan in content. That is just surrounding business tips and tricks, but at the same time, I do recognize that there's a lot of value. You just need to be approaching them the right way. So today, what I really want to talk about is the five biggest mistakes to avoid when running ads online. So how do you determine what success looks like to you? Do you base it on the results and outcomes, or on what you've learned along the way? You see, society has conditioned us to tie success to an outcome. But the truth is, failure is an essential part of success. The faster you fail, the faster you will succeed. So the real question is, how can we redefine our relationship with not just failure, but with success as well? Join us to find the answers that will allow you to live a life that's true to yourself and find the clarity you need to make that life a reality. I'm your host, King Lau, and you're listening to the Plan to Fail podcast. So before I jump into it, I really want to kind of share more about my experience running ads online, just so you understand where I'm coming from. I'm not an expert by any means. I've spent 6 months playing around with Google, Facebook ads last year, and I got a lot of the basics. I have a basic understanding of how you should run ad campaigns, the different elements, how you should be, you know, tagging and pixeling your site correctly to make sure you're getting the right data. So I do know the basics, and what I'm sharing today is more surrounding the mistakes I've made, the mistakes I've heard other people make during my time in digital marketing, especially running ads. So I thought I'd let you know before I jump right into it. So now we've gotten that out of the way, let's get started on the first mistake, which is not taking the time needed to do proper market research before running ads. This is honestly the number one rookie mistake, because a lot of the times when you want to get started with running ads, you just want to jump into it. You know, like a lot of other things, the planning part is the boring part. So we all want to go execute. And for the most part, a lot of the times, as a beginner in running ads, you see people end up spending a lot of money without getting clear on who they're targeting, what their offer is, and how that offer is actually even solving the pain point of their target audience. And it's one of the biggest mistakes, because if you're not even clear on your message, if you're not even clear on who you're targeting and how your offer, your product, your service is actually fixing the pain or helping your target audience overcome their pain points, there's really no point, because what an ad is supposed to do is to get people interested in clicking on your ad and then converting them in a sales funnel afterwards. And if you're not clear on, you know, what your offer is, if you're not clear on who you're targeting and your message in your targeting, you'll end up wasting a lot of money and not getting a lot of results. Because something I've been saying a lot is that Facebook ads, Google ads, YouTube ads, whatever ads online, it's really both a science and an art. So you need to get clear on every aspect and every component before you can like properly test it, right? So get clear on, you know, your dream customer, your avatar. Get clear on your offer, the pain points of your target audience, and make sure that, you know, the message that you have, the angle you're approaching it with your ad, speaks to that target audience and it actually appeals to them. Because if you don't get clear on that, you don't know who you're speaking to. If you don't know who you're speaking to, you definitely don't have an idea who you're selling to. And if you don't know who you're selling to, you're just going to end up wasting a bunch of money running ads online and not seeing a lot of results. So something I highly encourage you to do is plan, plan, and plan. It never hurts just making sure you have a solid strategy before putting money into it, all right? So the second mistake is that thinking that running ads online is a marketing campaign. This is another big mistake most new digital marketers face or make in the process of learning, is thinking that, you know, just running a Facebook ad is your marketing campaign. And while, you know, running ads is part of a campaign, it's really just the tip of the iceberg, because for the most part, when you're trying to come up or create a marketing strategy, it's not really just about the ads. What a marketing campaign or a marketing strategy is really about is the overall strategy on how all the pieces fit together, you know, from the ads to your offer to your email sequences, how all those pieces work together to promote a particular product and service. That is, as a whole, from a holistic view, what a marketing campaign is. So if you go into running ads thinking the ads is the beginning and the end of your marketing campaign, you are very, very wrong. And I highly recommend you take a step back and figure out what your overall marketing campaign is before running ads. Because if you keep running ads without having a clear strategy in your marketing campaign, just like the first mistake, you're going to end up throwing a lot of money on ads online and not seeing a lot of results. And the thing about running ads online is that it's like throwing money in a bottomless pit. It's never ending, right? You put an X amount of dollars in it for ad spend, and it will show an X number of people. And it's really up to you to decipher if it's, you know, working or not, depending on what the numbers show you. So if you don't know what you're doing, if you're not even clear on what result you're aiming for, you're really throwing money into a bottomless pit. So save yourself the money and get clear on your marketing strategy. And I know to some of you listening, you might be like, who the heck thinks running ads is a marketing campaign? And you'd be surprised, and I'll be the first to admit, I am guilty of that. When I first ran ads online, I thought running ads on Facebook was literally my marketing campaign. And that was when I was still in the finance industry, actually trying to take our business model online. And I was in charge of that process. And as I was picking up, you know, Facebook ads and digital marketing strategies, I was actually in the process of building a system for the company I was working with and building up during my last stint in finance, but I got kicked out of that company in a sense. And the funniest thing is, from time to time, I do get nosy and I do check what ads they're still running. And the funniest thing is they're literally still running the same ad I left them with. And it's quite funny. And you're like, how do you spy on them? There's actually a secret tool called the Facebook Ad Library, where Facebook pretty much publishes all the ads that are running. So you can actually search up any ad from any company you want. And, you know, I do get nosy, and from time to time, I do check to see how they're doing. I have no ill intent, but it's funny to see that they're literally still running the exact same ad I left them with a year ago. So I'm sharing this to kind of show you there are people out there that believe a marketing campaign, a marketing strategy is literally running ads. And I just want you to know that that's as far from the truth as possible. Make sure that you have a good offer. Make sure that you have a good email follow-up sequence. Make sure you have a good sales funnel. Those are all parts of a marketing campaign. And I think that those are just pieces of a marketing campaign, but ultimately what the value of a marketing campaign is the strategy that goes behind it. Because if all those pieces don't convey the same message, give off the same feel, that are promoting the same product or service, then it's not really a campaign. It's just a bunch of pieces that are conflicting with each other. So that is the second mistake. So make sure you're clear on your marketing campaign and that ads is not a marketing campaign. So the third mistake is not testing enough audiences or creatives. Like I mentioned before, always be testing new creatives, systematically tested. Something I just brought up from the last mistake was that, or the first mistake is that Facebook or Google or running any sort of ads online is both a science and the art. And what do I mean by that? So the science part is, you know, testing your creatives, which is, you know, the things that the people see, you know, the picture, the headlines and all that stuff. So the science part really surrounds taking the creative and systematically testing it with different audiences. I'm not going to get too technical because ads is a very, running ads is a very technical process, but in essence, what it is basically, you know, you have these pre-selected groups of people that, you know, you're aiming for, you're targeting, and you take certain ad creatives, right, the copy, the image, the whole combination of that, and you basically put it out there in these audiences and see who you can catch. My analogy of running ads is literally using bait to fish in different ponds, right? Your audiences are your ponds, and the ads you create, you know, the ad creatives are basically the bait. And why I explain it like this is because you need to be testing constantly, because you don't know what creatives will work with which audiences, vice versa. And you don't know it until you test. And I think that the number one cardinal mistake of running ads is assuming you know it. Assuming you know your target audience so well that you're not willing to test it, because you never know. And I think that it's not even just me running ads, but just hearing other people run ads, learning other people's experiences and their tips has really shown me that you need to constantly test it. There's also something called ad fatigue, where you know you might have a creative that works really well, right? You have this combination of a headline, an image, the angle you're approaching it with that works really well together. But over time, if you know your target audience sees that ad too much, they're going to get bored of it. They're going to get sick of it. And as a result, it's not going to be converting as much. So you always want to be ahead of the curve. You always want to be testing new creatives. And it's an ongoing process. So that's really the science of it, right? There's also the, like what I said, the art of it, where the focus of it is really more about how do you artistically communicate, you know, your message, your offer to whoever's reading it. Right? How much is the image playing a role emotionally, right? Does it, like, what message is it giving off? What feel is it really giving off? And same for the headline. Is it attractive enough? Is it getting their attention? Is the copy, the description of your ad, you know what I mean, getting them to click? So all of these play a role, and that's more of an art. And that's why running ads is so difficult, because it's not really just a science. It's not really just an art. You really need both. And that's why you got to be testing everything. You got to be testing the creatives. You got to be testing the audience. And the only way to success in ads is test, test, test. It's a trial and error. So you know, make sure that you have enough money to test, right? Make sure you have money to lose in the beginning, because it's a process. And in the beginning, it's going to be slow. It doesn't mean you're going to be making money right away, but it also is what's helping you gather the data to retarget. And I'll touch upon this a little bit later, but that is why you should always be testing new audiences and new creatives. So mistake number four, running ads to a crappy landing page or a crappy sales funnel for that matter. Cannot stress enough on the importance of having a landing page or a sales funnel that matches the quality of your ads. And that doesn't mean it has to be professional grade. But if your ad is looking professional, make sure your landing page is looking professional as well. Obviously, if your ad is more of a DIY style, right? More of a homemade style and less professionally done. That could play a role, right? In how your landing page looks. But I think it's not about looking professional. It's not even about looking good. It's just making sure that you know the design, the messaging of your ad and your landing page translate to one another. Because the last thing you want to do is to click on the person you're targeting to be interested in your ad, click on the ad, and end up going to a landing page that looks exactly different from your ad. And as a result, they get confused. And if I've learned anything in marketing in the last few months, is that a confused mind never buys. I'm gonna repeat that one more time. A confused mind never buys. So what you want to do is to make it as easy and the least confusing possible, because the more coherent and together your whole marketing campaign is, from your ads to your funnel to your copy to every other aspect to your fulfillment, right? The easier it is for you to make sales. So you want to make sure, especially, you know, when it comes to digital marketing, making it as easy as possible, because everything matters, especially when you don't have that personal face-to-face interaction and relationship with them. That's when your copy does matter, your design, that feel, the emotional feeling you give them when they read your ad, when they look at, they go to your landing page or whatever, right? So make sure that both your landing page and your ads match each other, and or else you're just like everything else, you're just wasting money, because even if they click your ad, they're not going to convert because you have a crappy sales funnel on the back end. So make sure that every single piece, right, is up to standard. And at the same time, most importantly, just make sure that the design and the copy translate to one another. That is the most important part. Make sure they match. And going to the fifth and final mistake most entrepreneurs make when running ads online is not pixeling or tracking your sites properly. Sites or funnel, whatever you want to call it. And this is very, very important. This is by far one of the biggest mistakes I've seen. I wouldn't say it's the most common, but I would say it's the biggest, because if you understand digital marketing or running ads online at all, you'll soon learn that the power in running ads online isn't really just targeting people. It's the retargeting. It's when people land on your page, if people interact with your Facebook page, if people interact with your ad, if people see your landing page, if people interact or like your stuff on these platforms, on, for example, Facebook, that you could actually retarget all these people. So, for example, I'm most familiar with Facebook ads. If somebody interacted with your page, your Facebook page in the last 30 days, you could retarget them with a different ad. If somebody engaged your ad in the last 15 days, you could send them a retargeting ad, meaning that, for example, if you're selling a course, a culinary course, right, on home-cooked meals, let's just say, what happens is that you might run an ad and somebody will see that ad and be like, oh, King is selling a culinary course. And they'll be like, that's interesting. And they click on the ad, they look at it, and then you know how short attention spans are nowadays. They might be checking in when they're in line at a Starbucks. So they see the ad, and then it's time, their time to, or their turn to order. And as a result, they, you know, click out of the ad and they forget about it. So now what you can do, since they interact with the ad, is to retarget them. Like, hey, I saw you interested in this ad. So why don't I show you more about why you should be paying for my culinary course? So this is the power of it. This is a very, very basic example just to kind of illustrate the idea and the power of retargeting and how Facebook or any of these ad platforms, even YouTube and Google, track it is when you tag or pixel your website so they can track what each interaction means to your business. So if you're not pixeling or tagging your site or your funnels properly, you're missing out on a lot of data that you could be used on retargeting. And it's much easier to make sales to people that know you, that are in your warm audience, than cold traffic altogether. So you want to be taking full advantage of it. So I can't stress more, make sure you pixel it right, make sure you tag everything right. A lot of the grunt work is done in the beginning, and I know how confusing it is. Trust me, I've ripped out, I don't know how much of my hair trying to figure this stuff out. So if you're not tech savvy, if this is just not your cup of tea, just hire a professional. It's just worth the money, because the effort and the potential opportunity of lost opportunities by not doing it right is huge. So you want to make sure that you're tracking pixeling right. And if you don't know how to do it and you're just not the most tech savvy person, I highly recommend getting a professional to do it. It's worth the money, because the potential lost revenue of not tracking properly is going to be a much bigger cost than if you just got a professional to do it in the first place. So that's just my two cents on that matter. But just a quick recap on, you know, the five mistakes is that the first mistake is not taking the time to do proper market research before running ads. So my advice is get clear on your avatar, get clear on your offer and how, you know, your offer is solving your avatar's pain points. And if possible, test organically. You know, if you have an email list, if you have a following, if you have any way to just get people going through that is your dream customer, then just do that first, because you're better off testing organically before putting money into it. If it works organically, chances are it will work when you're running ads. So you want to make sure that you're really using every avenue possible to take full advantage of other ways of getting traffic onto your site, your landing page, without having to pay for ads upfront. Second mistake, thinking that running ads is an online marketing campaign. Make sure you realize and you remember that running ads is just the tip of the iceberg. And make sure that all the other pieces of your marketing campaign give that same message and feel, and that overall message and strategy of your campaign are the most important part and will dictate how you go about running your ads. The third mistake, not testing enough audiences or creatives. So online advertising, like I said, is a game of trial and error. So keep testing it, and more importantly, never assume anything of your target audience and what they like and do not like. So be humble, test all logical possibilities, and I'd even go further and say that even if it feels illogical, test. You never know. And I think that is also why running ads online can be very exciting if you know what you're doing and you understand how to control your emotions if things aren't going right. And like everything else, just pivot and adapt. Mistake number four, running ads to a crappy landing page. Make sure that your landing page looks and feels the same as your ad, and make sure that the message and the feel is the same, just like the last point. Because there's really no point of people clicking on your ad and going to a landing page that just, you know what I mean, that gets them confused and they don't end up converting. That's the bottom line. The fifth and final mistake is not pixeling and tracking properly. Like I said, tracking is what makes all these online ad platforms so powerful. The money is literally in the retargeting, so make sure you're setting up the right events to track so you can start measuring the results of your ads and retarget the people who are likely to do business with you most. You know, it's really a game of trial and error, so make sure you're testing and make sure you're tracking everything if possible. One last parting thought I do want to give you is that just know that running ads on Facebook, on YouTube, and Google, I have to admit first that I haven't run as many ads as I would like on YouTube and Google. My main focus was on Facebook when I first started learning running ads online. But something I do want to bring up is you can get obsessed with the numbers really quickly when you're running ads yourself, because it's like playing stocks, right? You put your money in the form of ad spend and you see the results, and you're always constantly checking to see if you need to tweak anything or the results of your ad. So it's pretty time consuming. And even if you are not checking it, you're always tempted to check it. So something I do want to bring up as a parting thought. So for the most part, if you're not really into this running ads online, and you know, you're not an agency that's helping other people run ads online, leave it to the professionals. Hire an agency to do it for you, because I feel like it will save you a lot of time so you can focus on the more important aspects of your business. So that's all I have for you today. I hope you found value in this. And if you did, please rate, subscribe, and share this episode with all your friends and family. Really appreciate your support, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Plan to Fail. Remember, you can achieve the life you've always wanted. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. And until next time, stay hungry.